Hello and welcome to another episode of the Selfish Podcast. I am your host, Luke Greenheart, and in today's episode, we'll be hearing the life and story of Ricardo from Fearless Generation. Now, I have to give an apology right now because the first half of the show, the file got corrupted and I'm unable to recover it, but I still have, luckily, the last half of the show. So you still get 30 minutes off the interview. So apologies, Ricardo, and we'll catch up in the future and get another interview with him and his story. So as we missed the beginning and the intro, I'll give you a short little introduction into him from what I remember. Now, Ricardo is from the Netherlands. Yeah, growing up, he's dealt with a lot of pressure of just not feeling like he could fit in. You know, he had some depression, caused him to be quite introvert in ways, but he always wanted to be a public speaker. He always wanted to make a difference for people. Even from a really young age, he wanted to do, like, to be a preacher, to be able to help and support people and give them that motivation, that inspiration, and that love for life. And we had a great connection. It was really interesting to hear his story and why he's chose to be of service, what motivates him. Yeah, and he started the Fearless Generation, where he's specifically looking to aid people between the ages of 16 and 35 years old so they can develop into their full self and love their life. So he's now going around doing talks, presentations, columns, and I think he also has his own show on YouTube and his own podcast, many things, and he's keeping himself very busy with a great team supporting him. And it was great to connect with him and share. So I'm going to get straight into his show, into his episodes. Again, apologies, it's not a full show, but you will still gain a lot of information and inspiration from this episode. So have a great day. Enjoy the show. So Ricardo, what I'm really interested in is, what do you think, if you was to meet your younger self, say at about 15 years old, what do you think your 15-year-old self would say about you now?
I knew it. I knew it. Yeah, I think, yeah, you will be enthusiastic. Gotcha, I knew it. No one would believe me, but I knew it. I think something like that.
Oh, nice.
Because deep down in my heart, always, even in my difficult times, when I struggle with addictions, with depression, suicide, loneliness, a lot of stuff, in my divorce, even in my painful times, deep down inside, I knew who I was. I knew I was worthy. I knew where I was called to be, why I'm living. Even though I couldn't express it or show it to the outside, but I knew it, and sometimes that's enough. Just, you knew, everyone knows it. I don't believe people say, yeah, but I don't know. You know it. Maybe you can get it into words. That's something else. But deep down, everyone knows that he knows that he knows that he knows that he knows.
Yeah, and I think a big part of that is people underestimate themselves so much. And because of things like technology, they're called smartphones, like, you're not called a smart person, you know. It's like there's so many things that they feel do more than they do. And what I explain to people is the simple processes of, you can eat an apple, and to us we see one apple, but to our body it sees every nutrient, every vitamin. It can see what's waste, it can process it, it can turn it into cells, the flesh. But that is you doing it, and it's doing the most advanced, complicated process. But that is you individually. You're already in abundance of intelligence.
It's in that apple example, it's like a seed. So a lot of people, they are just like the seed of an apple tree. And when you look at the seed of an apple tree, that pit, you look at it, and if we don't know that apple tree come out of it, we know it right now, then we can't imagine that out of that small thing could grow just a big tree with a lot of food and nice apples. Yeah. And the only thing it needed to be is just go in the ground. Let's be honest. Die. And so most of the time I say die to your ego. And I don't say your worthiness, but your ego, I mean, that you needed to prove yourself, that kind of ego, that you needed to get confirmation from others, die to that and let it go, wait, let come the water, the rain, the sun, and it will be a beautiful tree with a lot of fruits where everyone who walks by pick that fruit and eat it because it's so delicious.
Yeah, nice. How have you found during, because it sounds like you've been through quite the transformation, like you mentioned suicide, addiction, divorce, all of which I can relate to personally, and it's what I share. So going through all them different stages, how do you find that transition with people that have known you through that whole time, like family or friends, if you have people like that, that have been around, how do they see your transition?
Now, there are few, they know the whole transformation. Like my mother, my ex-wife sees a little bit. My brother, my sisters. In the first stage, because on a certain moment, I felt and that I needed to do something to step out, begun to teach, even though you could say that my life wasn't ready. But I'm a Christian. I said to God, if there was place in my calendar and someone asked me, I go. Even though I don't feel that I'm ready, I go to depend on you. So that happened. And in the first stage, my mother said, it's not the time right now. Because let's be honest, the people who know you the best, they know you in a way that could be different than who you are gonna be in the future. And most people, they don't like change. But in the end, they are my biggest fans. Because I had to learn in that time that people don't say it because they mean it. They say it out of other intention. And I learned a lot about I can say something about someone's act, what they do. But I never say anything anymore about someone's intention. Even the baddest people, even Putin in Ukraine, what he does is bad. But let's be honest, I can't say that his intention is bad because I don't know. And I don't want to judge that, because if I do that, it will be happen to me the same way. So that are things that I learned, but also the tears that flows to me. People see me smiling a lot, the enthusiastic, happy guy. But to be that enthusiastic, happy guy, I learned also there need to be, and that's maybe not the nicest message, there need to be flow a lot of tears. Because to have a great calling and a great impact means also it has a cost, and that's not also feeling very nice. Yeah, you understand?
Yeah, no, I can relate. It's like this: someone called me in a podcast. They said I'm the wounded healer from the Bible. And they said because you just had to go, because my life from when I was a child has been nonstop sort of trauma and chaos, lots of pain in every single direction. But it's put me where I am now, in a place of service for others. And I'm grateful for all the pain and all the suffering that I went through. I see it as beautiful now.
But you see it afterwards.
Yeah, but at the time, it was pushing me to take my life many times. You know, at the time, it was too painful to bear, but I did just about bear it. And then it fruited later.
But it's something we had to learn, because in our society, when I look at social media, most people, they don't have ever a bad moment in life. That's, of course, we know that's crazy. That's not true. That's a lie. But that's what we try to learn ourselves. But For example, it's maybe a little bit funny story, but this is the best example to relate to what you say about this. That I was teaching somewhere, and it was in a church. I teach also outside church. I teach a lot of events, but that was in a church. And it was in a Pentecostal church. We're laying on hands and kind of stuff. And after church, someone came to me and said, Ricardo, Pastor Ricardo, that anointing that you have, that power, let's say the more secular words that you have, I want that too. Now, my first thought was, well, the pride. But I was thinking, okay. And he said, do you want laying on hands to give that to me too? So I was, and then he said, I want the double portion of your power. Okay, so I asked God, what do I need to do? God, in a split second, shows me the story. There's a story in the Bible about five wise and five dumb virgins. And that the dumb virgin, they hadn't enough oil. And they asked to the wise, and the wise said, go to the shop and buy them on your own. You need to pay for it. We can't give it to you. So I said, okay. And I prayed. I said, Father, give him the double of the problems I had. He said, no, I don't want that. Why do you do that? I say, yeah, but you want the double portion of my power. That means that you need to face the double of my problems that I faced. Because the problem I faced, I'm thankful of it, but that gave me the power I have right now. Because I had to pay for it. That was not my choice in the first time. knew that on front.
Yeah, that's what you made of it. I like that example. No, that's very well put.
And that's something we need to learn also in our society. We need to teach it also to young people. Not just, yeah, but the bad thing. That's why I say I want to teach young people in a fearless way, not without negative circumstances or negative people in their life. But you can live fearless despite the circumstances, whatever the circumstance may be, whatever the people around you may be, whatever, are you lonely or are you depressed? Even though the circumstances look bad, you can still live fearless.
Yeah, no, but it's really interesting what you're saying there, because my mission statement, say part of it is my mission is to bring to people a balance within despite external chaos. So that they can feel love, they can feel joy, even if the external is chaos.
Yes.
And it's so similar to what you're sharing.
Love it. And that's the thing. The thing is, are you influence your external world, or are you being influenced by your external world?
Exactly. Yeah, perfect.
So that's the whole key of it. And that's something you need to learn. It's not something you grab out of the air.
It's like you said, it's polarization. In the same way, forward only exists because there's a backwards.
Yeah, true.
You know, so it's like, and I've seen some of the most inspirational people in the world come from a place of they've been physically abused, sexually abused, they've been addicts, they've been had so many issues, and the ones that go through the transformation become the biggest inspirations, and the people put them up, but they had to have gone through instead of trauma, I call it drama, you know, like a film, it has drama, and without drama, no, you wouldn't watch any film if there was no drama at all. You know, there's no fun in it, there's no excitement, there's no story. I think what people call their trauma in life is just the drama, but that drama is meant to build to something. It's meant to become useful.
Yeah, that's true. But it's the same. We had Easter about 30 days ago, a little bit more, 35, I guess, right now. But we had Easter, and now most people know what we celebrate, the dying of Jesus and the resurrection. But one of my mentors says, and I I like to repossess it and to say it again, to quote him, and he said, no cross, no crown. Jesus had to do through the cross, through the pain, to go to the victory. We had to go through the pain if we want to go to the victory. and it's hard, and it's not the most nice story to hear, but the thing is, do you want a nice destination or do you want a nice traveling? On one, the thing is, which one do you choose? It's very difficult, but I rather choose for the bad flight and the bad airplane with the nice destination, and I can stay there how long I want and I enjoy there, than the good flight and go to the most bad destination. And it's, in life is the same.
Yeah, no, and I think a big part, like, if you can be on that bad flight, you can be traveling and it's being hard, but the attitude you have in that moment doesn't have to be the same as the environment. Like what you were saying earlier, what your influence is doesn't have to be the same as what's influencing you.
Yeah, and it changes you, because when you are on that bad airplane, or to stay in the example, you can think, okay, it's not safe. Of course, it could be, but you also can think, okay, this will be safe, but let's focus on that destination. That nice palm trees and that nice beach and that beautiful girls or boys or now what there will be. And let's focus on that, close my eyes, and you will sit there in the most bad airplane, maybe with a smile on your face. The people think, how can you be happy in that miserable situation? In life, it's the same.
Yeah,
I heard it a lot that people say, how can you be happy in that miserable situation? And yeah, sometimes you cry, of course, but don't cry everywhere. Don't cry on everything. Learn also to stand up and say, okay, that's happening to me, but self-pity won't help you. Never. Get up. Everyone face this. Where's my focus? Set your focus again. That doesn't mean that you don't can cry or something, let's be honest. But just don't forget your focus. That's so important.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like you said, where focus goes, your energy flows. And, you know, without focus, your energy is just going to go all over the place and you won't have consistency in your life.
True story.
Hi, man. It's been beautiful to speak to you and hear your story. And I've got just a few short questions that I ask all the guests at the end. And they're sort of just fun one-answer questions. You can elaborate if you wish, but they're just a few short ones. You got time for them?
Yeah, of course. It's sort of from one of, I don't know how that comedian told, but there is a comedian. He does that also.
Oh, I'm not sure.
Yeah, an American comedian in this podcast, but doesn't matter. I know a little bit the principle. Just come on.
Okay. So maybe they'll be. I doubt they're the same questions.
No, just, maybe they are different, but it's more the principle.
Okay. If you had to choose one, a cat or a dog?
Cat. Cat. On this moment, cat. This because moment. I have two cats.
Okay. What's your favorite color?
Pink.
What, in the simplest form, what excites you, what motivates you?
In the simplest form, young people.
What does the opposite, what gets you down, what takes your energy down?
People with double agendas, people who talk around your back, people they don't are who they really are.
What
sound? By purpose or not by purpose.
Okay. What sound or noise do you love?
As a musician, I like a lot of music, but especially as a guitar player, electric guitar, it doesn't matter which genre. I like, if I hear electric guitar, I'm I'm in heaven.
And what sound or noise do you not love so much?
south of is that a good English word? When people eat with their mouth open, the sound that you hear right then, that's so irritating.
Yeah.
I love people, but I don't love that kind of sounds.
Yeah. What do you love about yourself?
What do I love about myself? I love the most about myself my... how do you say it? Yeah, I think I'm doubting which of the two. I thought my enthusiasm, but to be honest, and I never thought I would say this, the leadership, not the leadership skills, but the leadership character that I have.
Nice. And what do you love to see in other people?
I love them to, just to shine. When I see that someone is just begin to shine, begin to pour out like a flower that's going open, in which area of field, I begin to shine also. Just that. It's the most beautiful thing to see. Yeah, it doesn't matter where I am.
Oh, nice. And the last question is, what do you love about animals? This can be pets or it can be animals in the wild or both.
What do you love about animals?
Yeah, pets or animals in the wild. It's your choice or both.
Now, then I need to say, and I don't need to say it, but the first thing that comes to mind, in our logo, there is a tiger, mm-hmm. and I investigated the tiger and his character. It's a little bit, I could be a tiger. and the character that the tiger has and the way he is and the simpleness and the complexity in the same way and the diversity that's in one animal, I love that. I think that.
Right. Well, it's been beautiful to hear your story and your conversation. And you also said before we come on the podcast that you're going to offer the guests a discount on your books, a discount coupon. Which I'm going to put that in the description, but you can explain that to the audience, please.
Yeah, what I said a little bit earlier in this podcast, I wrote 3 of the 16-part series are already released. That's The System of Success, Part 1. Part 2, The Root of Fear, and Part 3, The Message of the Cross. They are in... Where are they? Thanks. That's good if you have a team. They are in dollars. Normally they are dollars. $535 per book, but because of this beautiful podcast series and this beautiful mission that you have as host, and I believe that your listeners are just matching with your mission, we want to give 40% discount for 3 months from now on, the day that this is released. On each book that you order, so it's on the book. Thus, if you want to have one book, then it will be $3.21. If you got 2 books of your choice, then it got $6.41. This is not on the total price, but on every book 40% instead of the other prices. But it's important to go then to books.fearlessgeneration.nl. We put it in the show notes to order there and not directly from Amazon, because if you do it there, the discount can't put on. So do it through that website. Put a discount code that's in the show notes from 3 months now on. And then you can read these books and you get a newsletter when the next chapters of the series will go out also.
All right, nice. I will put all that in the show notes along with the coupon code so they can follow through and go check your workout.
Yeah. And it was nice to be here, nice to chat with you. You inspire me also, Luke. Yeah, love it to talk with you.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed conversating with you and hearing your story and your mission and resonating with many parts. And yeah, love to know that you're putting yourself out there for the better service of others, you know, and using your experience, yeah. Most of all, using your experiences of life to be of service.
And when I'm, because you're now in Spain, but normally you're in the United States, I guess?
No, I'm from UK, just south of London.
Oh, UK. Oh, there I come a lot of in London. When I'm back in London, because I love London, then maybe we see each other also in, how do you say it, real time?
Yeah, or if you're in Spain, I think I'm going to be in Spain and Portugal for a while. I'm not sure when I will be back in England. Maybe never. I'm not sure.
You said Portugal?
I will be in Portugal. I'm not far from it now.
For the listeners, I have Portuguese blood, and I'm sitting here in the shirt of the Portugal national football team. Do you have a little bit?
Yeah, lots resonating. I done my first Portuguese language lesson this morning.
Oh, nice.
Haven't learned much yet.
I can't speak it a lot, but I can understand it. The whole organization, the name is starting when I fly back from Portugal to Germany, to the airport. In that airplane, the name Fearless Generation is coming up. And you could say that organization is a little bit started in Portugal. Even I didn't know that on that moment.
Oh, no.
So the Portuguese connection. So enjoy there. I'm jealous. No,
it's a bit warmer is the thing, isn't it? It's a bit warmer than the Netherlands should be getting pretty warm now for summer, but it's much worse.
Yeah, with climate. Netherlands is a little bit different weather. It could be today, it could be very hot. And tomorrow it could be rainy and cold. And the day after it could be even snow. We got a tornado 2 weeks ago in the Netherlands. So I was thinking, begin a lot to look like the United States and Curacao, where my mother comes from. What is this? So,
yes, different times.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, have a beautiful rest of your day. Thank you so much. I truly appreciate you coming on and being open and authentic. So it was beautiful to hear your story and your journey, and I know the audience will love it too.
Yeah, you're welcome. And we're going to see each other somewhere, I know it for sure. And love to be here and to share this and to talk with you and to get to know you also. Keep on doing the work. And also for the listeners, of course, keep on being who you are. And we're going to change the world. If Jesus could change the world, even if you don't believe in him, with 12 people, now you have more than 12 listeners. We can change the world. It's a piece of cake.
Yeah, nice. All right, Ricardo, have a nice evening.
Yeah, thank you.
We'll catch up in the near future at some point.
It's good. We will do. Okay. Have a nice evening and enjoying there.
All right, you
bye.
Too. All right, bye.
Thank you so much for listening to this episode of The Selfish Podcast. Don't forget to like, comment, share, and leave a review if you can. It really helps other people find the content. And if you gain something from this, maybe someone else will too. I truly appreciate you being here. I'm grateful for every single one of you. You inspire me to continue to create content on YouTube, podcast, and as many platforms as I can online. So thank you so much. Big thank you to my patrons out there. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't be online. If you'd like to become a patron, go to patreon.com/Luke Greenheart All the links will be in the description. And don't forget, you can get my free copy of my book, The Self, Who Am I? Which gives clarity to identity and direction to your purpose through beautiful insights and perception. So go check that out. You can get it free at lukegreenheart.com/free. Remember, links in the description. It's also available as a paperback on Amazon. Have a beautiful day. I truly appreciate you. Love life. Love yourself. Love others. Thank you again for being here.